remarks of the President, Kalispell, Montana High School Auditorium, 1 October 1952.
I certainly consider it a great honor to present to you at this time His Excellency, the Honorable Harry S. Truman, President of the United States of America.
Thank you very much. And of course, it gives me a lot of pleasure to introduce to you a young lady who doesn't need any introduction. She happens to be my daughter, and she's the greatest asset I have, and I'm proud of her. I've had a wonderful time in this great state of Montana. I don't think I've ever enjoyed a day any more than I did yesterday and today in the trip across this great state. Your governor made a statement a while ago in the other auditorium that Montana was the greatest state in the Union. Well, Montana is a great state, but I told him I couldn't say it was the greatest state because I represent 48 states and I can't even say Missouri is the greatest state. I hope that you young people will pay particular attention to government and what it means. The people of the United States are the government of the United States under the Constitution. There are limitations in the Constitution on the powers of the President, the powers of the legislature, and the powers of the court. It's your business to find out just exactly what your interest in the government is, because the fundamental power in the government of the United States is in the people. If you young people yourselves will study history as you should, you'll find that you live in the greatest government, in the greatest republic in the history of the world, and you live under the greatest government that's ever been designed by the mind of man. And that government can only continue if the people who form that government, the people who have the power in that government, themselves do not understand and maintain it. You must know that you yourselves are responsible for freedom, for the right sort of a government you should have. And when you don't exercise your right to vote, when you don't inform yourselves on the issues in every campaign, makes no difference what kind of a campaign it is, city, county, state, or national, and that election goes wrong and you get bad people in, there's nobody to blame but yourselves. I'm very anxious that you young people should now begin to understand what your responsibilities are, and you should inform yourselves. It's the greatest study in the world, the study of government. It's the greatest business in the world, the business of government. I am interested in it and have been interested in it ever since I was your age. I started in politics 40 years ago as a precinct worker and a clerk of a polling place. I was postmaster in a town of 300 and I was road overseer in a county. I was township committeeman. I've been a county official, a state official, and you know the rest of it. I got inveigled into the place where I am now, and I'm not advising you that it's always comes out that way, but somebody has to have the job, and it might be you. So get yourselves ready, get yourselves informed, and always protect the freedom of the United States of America by your vote.